to fear. Leaning on the everlasting arms, I have blessed peace with my Lord so near. Leaning on the everlasting arms, I'm leaning, yes I'm leaning, safe and secure from all alone. Leaning, yes I'm leaning, just leaning on the everlasting arms. Yes I'm leaning, oh Jesus, leaning, safe and secure from
I haven't heard that one in a long time.
Well, yeah, you're right. And that was Carmen. And many of you remember Carmen. What a great witness for the Lord. God used him in so many great ways. And so right here on WCNO, you will hear some of Carmen. That's one of our specialties here. We dig some gold right out of the past. It doesn't get old. That's one of those songs that if you grew up with it, you never get tired of it. Well, welcome. You are listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida, and it is right now a couple minutes after 7 o'clock, and we are looking at a Wednesday. All day today is going to be Wednesday, and so today is prayer and share. We're in the second week, and we are in the middle of the second week, and we are also celebrating, as a radio station, our 35th birthday today. Happy birthday to WCNO. I know you're already saying don't bore us with your song, but anyhow, we're going to be talking about that today because this is a great celebration. Birthdays are a great celebration to recognize God's faithfulness, and so for 35 years God has blessed this ministry, enabled us to be right here with you. And I must say, as we start this morning, that we would not be here without you. There would be no reason to be here unless you are supporting us, standing with us, praying with us, and of course we know that we are missional, and many of our listeners are just solid parts of the body of Christ, active in churches, pastors, leaders, and many congregants, as well as many people who are in places where you may not even be able to get out to church, but our family makes up a very large audience. And so today we are continuing with prayer and share, and we will be asking you to prayerfully join us in being a partner with us in this ministry. And we're kind of running out of time. It's Wednesday, and we would love to finish our fundraising on our birthday. Wouldn't that be great? And I don't know if Karen brought a big old huge cake in or not today, but we're going to try to find something here before the day is over and do a little celebrating. Maybe we can find some firecrackers or something to liven things up a bit. But why don't you start by going into Isaiah chapter 53. Every resurrection season grabs my heart in a fresh way, and this season has done the same thing. As I've been preparing for this season, I actually was gifted a book that dealt with Joseph of Arimathea, so I've been reading a lot of the history and some of the background of the early church and how it spread and how Europe was involved in that, and looking at some of the crimes that took place in just the way the whole judicial system came together to really assassinate, as it were, Messiah, the Son of God. And so this passage is a prophetic passage we see in Isaiah, who has believed our message, verse 1, to whom will the Lord reveal his saving power? My servant grew up in the Lord's presence like a tender green shoot sprouting from a root in dry and sterile ground. There was nothing beautiful or majestic about his appearance, nothing to attract us to him. He was despised and rejected. He was a man of sorrows, acquainted with bitterest grief. We turned our backs on him and looked the other way when he went by. He was despised, and we didn't care. Yet it was for our transgressions, it was our weaknesses he carried. it was our sorrows that weighed him down. And we thought his trouble were a punishment from God for his own sins. But he was wounded and crushed for our sins, our transgressions. He was beaten that we might have peace. He was whipped and we were healed. All of us, like sheep, have strayed away. We have left God's path to follow our own. Yet the Lord laid on him the guilt and sins of us all. He was oppressed and treated harshly, yet he never said a word. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep is silent before the shears, he did not open his mouth. From prison and trial they led him away to his death. But who among the people realized that he was dying for their sins, that he was suffering for their punishment? He had done no wrong, and he never deceived anyone, but he was buried like a criminal. He was put in a rich man's grave, but it was the Lord's good plan to crush him and fill him with grief. Yet when his life is made an offering for sin, he will have a multitude of children, many heirs. He will enjoy a long life, and the Lord's plan will prosper in his hand. We're going to conclude the reading at that place, and it looks like we have our guest on the phone, and we're going to let him open the morning with prayer. And let me see if we can pull Steve Muschlitz in. All right. Should have the call coming in. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm well. Good morning. How are you all?
God bless you. We're doing great. Just shared some scripture from Isaiah 53, and we're ready for you to open our morning and lead us in a time of prayer.
Amen.
So what's on your heart this morning?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, we're we're in a time of, I really believe it, we should feel joy and happiness as the truth is being exposed on both sides of whatever you believe in. If you can understand that, as we know in Christ, that we all know we know where we're going. And so how beautiful is that to have a GPS to know where we're going to end up through this whole storm. And it just gives me such peace and joy, and to watch everything unfold, knowing that God's hands is in it, and that we're highly favored, and that we know where we're going. I can't imagine not knowing Jesus and being in the world right now and what's going on. And that can explain why some people's behavior is the way it is right now, because they're scared and frightened, and they have no plan. It's almost as if a storm's coming and they're just rushing the public for water. We don't need to rush for water. We will be provided water. We'll have our daily bread, you know? So I just feel that has to be told right now to people, and to just sit back and, you know, don't let the devil use his greatest weapon, which is fear.
Good word, Steve. That's a great word. That's a great word. Well, I know you have a heart to minister, provide transportation and resources to help moms get on their feet, be able to take care of their family, and to help lift people up. You know, it doesn't take any real great smarts to find the problems in the world, but it does take a little bit of effort and sometimes a lot of faith, and maybe a lot of determination to do something about it. And Steve, we've seen God put you in a place where you could be a blessing to a number of people. How many cars have been donated to date?
198
cars have gone out. Do you have a story that you could share from one of those 198 cars, just how God stepped in?
You know, I'll just reach out to the audience and tell them that, you know, it really, God looks at the heart and the deed, not the deed and the heart. And he doesn't look in way different deeds as greater or better. He looks at how your heart is in it. And so don't compare yourself to others or wait for the big, you know, the big grand poobah to pop out. Just do something, you know, just reach out to your neighbor.
That's good.
God looks at your heart. And if you walk across the street and give a nickel and your heart's in it, he's pleased. Amen. If you walk across the street with $100 and then ask the guy for something, you know, if you have expectations for that $100, then, you know, that's not in our DNA. And so it's in all of us. Every one of us has this spirit, but we've been taught to dampen that spirit, to not listen to that spirit. I go back to a movie, it's dating me, but, you know, and maybe I was a heathen, well, I was a heathen, but I didn't understand God was sending me a message in Animal House. There was a scene where there was a devil and a guy and a girl, and again, maybe not the most appropriate movie, but the point is, there's three voices in our heads at all times. There's your voice, there's God's voice, and the evil one's voice. So we have turned off everything but the evil voice to some extent, because then we're told we're crazy, we don't know what we're doing, and we suppress the God goodness, because we technically, man's heart is evil. He doesn't really want to do good. He wants to do selfish deeds. So I somehow, God kept pushing and working on my heart, and I just couldn't, it was almost like I can't play this game anymore. I have to surrender, and I have to do it. It doesn't make it easy. It makes it even harder than life, because I could surround myself with pleasures and things of the world and items and gifts, and they would all be great, but they were all temporary. They all get old. You buy a new car 10 years from now, the guy that you try to sell the car to says, oh, that's too old. You know, it just all in time evaporates. But God's love never evaporates. It stays strong. So back to your point, I just, you know, I've been blessed, and it's funny because I get a lot of people say, oh, you know, you must feel so good about yourself, and you must feel, get such great pleasure. Yes, I do, but I actually have more pain than I get pleasure, because for every one car I can't give, there's 10 I can't. And now, because of the grace of God, we have the whole country. People Google us, and we're, if not the first, the second, and only pretty much charity that's doing what we're doing. So that goes back to what you said, Jonathan. I'm not that smart to come up with something that the whole world needs, or the whole country, I should say, and probably in the world to some extent. But let's just focus on our country, because, you know, that's where we're at, and that's where the pandemic is with the single moms. So I'm not that smart to come up with this thing that no one else has thought of. Only God could do that. So I just ask people to, you know, just pay attention. You know, don't worry about all the nonsense that you're hearing. The selfishness of all my stock portfolios down. Yeah, but how much is it up? You know? Okay, so it's down today. I mean, what goes up must come down. You know, no pain, no gain. We've been telling those statements all our lives. So back to the charity, I have so many stories. And one in particular was, I had a friend, and, you know, that she had